in every season in the year, Lifta is very beautiful. Also, my life in Lifta was so beautiful. My childhood here.
Yaqub Odeh was born on this Jerusalem hillside in 1940. 8 years later, he was one of 3,000 Palestinians who fled or were forced from homes here in the fighting that preceded the creation of the State of Israel. It was a scenario repeated across historic Palestine, known to Palestinians as the Nakba, or catastrophe.
Political balance, yani, do not give me to come back to Lifta. This is my dream. But at least now, Lifta remain Lifta as eyewitness for all on what happened in this area.
But there has been some change. Earlier this year, two Israeli brothers opened this guest house built from three homes. Looming larger is a redevelopment plan sponsored by Israel's Land Authority. In May, it promised to invite bids for work on more than 250 housing units, a commercial center, and a hotel.
It's a moment of glory for Jerusalem to build a new neighborhood in that particular place. Of course, I am aware that the Palestinians are dreaming about the day that they will be able to return there. That means perpetuating the conflict, and I am not for that.
Gabay says green spaces, terraces, and ruins would be preserved, but for a broad coalition of campaigners, the project would destroy the soul of a unique space.
What's rare about this campaign is that it seems to be getting some real traction. Palestinian voices have been joined by Jewish, heritage, and environmental campaigners, and their position has won the backing of Jerusalem's municipal government.
The construction tendering process slated for the summer has already been delayed several times. The latest deadline is the end of the year. The campaign's lawyer says it's down to effective work in the courts and in the public sphere.
The Israeli Land Authority thinks that the preservation of Lifta is preservation of stones, preservation of architecture of buildings, while in our view, the preservation of Lifta is the preservation of the ancient village, the Palestinian village of Lifta, as a testimony for the history of the place.
In 2012, campaigners won a court case that put a freeze on the plans. They're hoping that episode in Lifta's history can be repeated. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Lifta, in West Jerusalem.